Now, when did Out for Australia begin? Can you talk us through how it came to be?
Yeah, sure. So Out for Australia originally started as Out for Sydney a few years ago, back in 2013, and then quickly expanded to Out for Australia in 2015, just because we saw that there was an opportunity to help not just those Sydney-siders, but those in kind of the broader Australian population.
So how many people are kind of members are you helping?
Good question. So originally, I guess the volunteer base was only a couple. We now are an organisation of 60 volunteers nationally supporting various people through events, through a mentoring program, through wow. newsletters and webinars, things like that. So our reach is thousands, I'd say.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's fantastic. And 60 volunteers, that's a lot of people
on
the ground.
100% volunteers.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. Now, the Diversity Council Australia's research released a little earlier this year revealed that around 32% of LGBTQI people were out to everyone that they work with. Why do you think that visibility is so important in the workplace?
Visibility is so important in the workplace because if there is visibility, then it ensures people that are part of the LGBTI community can bring their whole selves to work and they know that they're supported by the broader community. But kind of drilling down, Out for Australia is really passionate and focused on really, I suppose, supporting the younger cohort. So young professionals, interns, grads, students, things like that.
Yeah.
And the statistic around that is only 17%
wow.
of that cohort and community feel comfortable to bring them whole selves to work. And that really has a lot to do with the fact that, a student may not know, they might be joining a large organization in the city, starting the workforce for the very first time, starting their adulting life. and they're not sure how being part of the community will impact their career. Therefore, they in a lot of circumstances they go back into the closet.
Wow, it must be so hard for that kind of, as you said, the 83% that aren't out, and it must be so mentally draining as well. And just
every single day when they get into that elevator to go into their day job, they have to change personas in every conversation that they have, whether it's getting a glass of water in the kitchen or what did you do over the weekend. If it's a young girl that identifies as lesbian. And she can't go, "Oh, I was at the beach with my girlfriend." She'll change the story to, "Oh, I was just at the beach." And everything that young girl has to say is kind of put through that filter.
Gosh, good God. You mentioned before webinars and mentoring programs and a bunch of events that you put on for everyone in the community. What are some of the ways in which you've seen to be the biggest kind of events that you've been putting on? What do you think that people are gravitating towards most? Is it that mentoring program?
Yeah. So in terms of the mentoring program, look, to be honest, is really the backbone of Out for Australia. And what this really encourages people to do is they join up, they get paired with a mentor that may have similar, lived experiences or work in the same industry or may identify in the same way, and allows that individual, typically a young professional or a student, to have conversations with someone that has experience and may have had similar challenges and kind of talk through ways to overcome those. To sign up to the mentoring program, quick plug, it's pretty easy to do. So you just go to our outforaustralia.org website and sign up through there. We're definitely looking for both mentors and mentees to join up.
What are the kind of qualifications to be a mentor? What are the prerequisites that you're looking for there?
Yeah, we get this question asked a lot. And really, there's no... to be a mentor, you want to... The biggest thing that you need to be giving of is your time.
Yeah.
In a lot of circumstances, that the student or the young professional really just needs someone to kind of soundboard ideas, soundboard challenges, and talk through some of the experiences that they're having.
Yeah.
And for the mentor, it's about sharing what they've been through.
Yeah.
So there's no specific qualifications as such.
You don't have to go to uni. Or
you don't have to go to uni or anything like that. It's just a matter of being able to, you know, listen to someone, support someone, and really be that kind of voice of reason in some regard.
That grown up adult.
That grown up adulting kind of person. Yeah.
How did you come to be involved with Out for Australia?
There's probably two reasons.
Okay.
The first on, I suppose, on a personal note. So before starting my own business 12 months ago, I was at a large investment bank, which I joined when I was 19.
Gosh.
And I was still at uni at the time, and I was in the closet. And I was in the closet because I joined this bank. I thought, you know, nothing's going to stand in the way of my career. So I didn't bring my whole selves to work. And it took me 5 years at that organization before I felt comfortable to do so. And I just think if we can avoid that situation, if other students potentially listening to this, us this morning talk about this, if they reach out to an organisation like Out for Australia and realise that they're not alone and that a lot of corporate Australia really does support the LGBTI community, then hopefully, you know, some people don't have to go through that experience that I had. And I suppose the other trigger for me was I actually went to an Out for Australia, and this is what drew me to be actually a volunteer. About 18 months ago, I was speaking to a young guy who had recently graduated, work engineering, first class honours. You know, really smart fella. And he was working in over in Perth with one of the large mining companies. And he was in the closet because he didn't feel that his colleagues around him would support him to kind of be who he was. And I was just having a casual chat with him and over some canapes, and he said, look, he's thinking about changing his career.
Wow.
Because of that.
Really?
And using his engineering degree and going down an IT route because he felt that that industry would be some more supportive of who he is. And I couldn't believe this young guy was going to, you know, change his entire career because of this. So, yeah, that's why I put up my hand.
Wow. I can see why you put up your hand. Yeah. Amazing. So what's planned for 2019? What's coming up for the next year? What have we got in the works?
So a couple of things. So really pushing, I suppose, the events both here in Sydney, Canberra, Melbourne, Brisbane, and over in WA. So a lot of community-based events where, you know, an event that we had hosted by one of our partners last week was How to Be a Trans Ally, hosted with Trans Sydney Pride. We did an event earlier this year, which was really, really successful around, females within the LGBT, women in within the LGBTI community, and how they can be a strong mentoring voice. Mm. So really encourage people to look out for those types of events. And the second thing is really starting to promote the mentoring program. So as I mentioned, it's been something that's been around for since inception, but because this has been completely honest, we used to actually manage the mentoring program off spreadsheets.
Oh, wow.
So we had volunteers that would match people based on, you know, different criteria, who we thought would be the best pairing. But because we're getting so many people reach out.
There's only so big a spreadsheet you can deal with.
I mean, I'm an advisor, a financial advisor, so I love spreadsheets.
Yeah.
But it's just not a scalable way of going about it. So we've now teamed up with Mentor Loop, who've been fantastic in helping us build this really efficient program. So we'll be really doing a lot of work with communications and things like that, really encouraging, and working with the universities as well, really encouraging the students to sign up to the program, as well as working with Corporate Australia, getting the mentors to sign up to the program.
Wow.
So that's going to be a big focus.
You're this fantastic bridge between kind of starting out and being that young adult, being that young professional, that young worker, and really moving on into that fully thriving, grown up, paying bills, kicking butt at life.
that's exactly right. And the thing is, if you think about a student that does identify, they've got, you know, typically a lot of the people that reach out to us are kind of in their fourth or fifth year where they're starting to think, okay, I probably need to do something about finding a job. And they've got so much on their plate. They kind of go, I can't deal with, you know, potentially some of the brick walls or the headwinds that I'm going to face because I do identify as LGBTI. So I'm just going to take that out of the equation and go back into the closet. Gosh. And then kind of deal with everything else. And I'll deal with that later.
Yeah.
So it can be a pretty lonely place for a lot of students.
Absolutely. Well, you're doing incredible work. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. But Glenn, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.